somebody, they croaked or something.
I've heard that. Most of them probably didn't see that.
Mm-hmm. That'd be considered really rude to say something like that.
Even if somebody, they wished you dead, they wouldn't see nothing bad. I mean, when you wished you were dead, I wouldn't wait.
For different kinds of illnesses, like the kind you get in your joints.
Rheumatism.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as arthritis, or?
Very possible.
I think so. Some people think that's in certain.
My grandmother never had arthritis, but she had rheumatism terribly. So I'd say it's the same thing. It's the old people troubles.
Yeah.
That's what we live long enough. Everybody is affected.
It's something.
If you live long enough.
Mm-hmm. And what about when you have to have your appendix out? What would be the term for that?
Appendicitis.
You never heard any other terms for it?
I heard one fellow say he unzipped it. But he wouldn't let it. He wanted to do exploratory surgery. He ain't going to unzip him. He left. Got out of the hospital.
Gosh.
But that's more later.
Yeah. Now, what about if somebody eats something that doesn't quite agree with them, you know, and it comes back up? What if it comes back up? What would you call that?
Well, you threw it up.
Yeah.
Or you puked.
About the same thing. Is one more polite than the other? There was a nice way to say it.
No nice way. You brought it up.
Yeah. That's true. Okay. Last page. What about the train? Where the train stops? You ever train come through here anywhere?
Train, like I said, stopped the way I went to school to Berryville.
Uh-huh.
I rode the train. It was a little short train run like a bus. It would go up to Estes, South Carolina, and back every day.
Okay.
It stopped. It was a whistle stop.
They didn't have a building there?
They didn't have a station, but you could flag it down and it would stop.
Uh-huh.
You'd get a handkerchief and stand between the rails when he blew. That was the whistle, when he whistled. You blew, and he'd blow again, that was the answer, and he'd stop when he got there. If he didn't have anyone getting on.
Mm-hmm. They'd always look to see if somebody was there.
Well, if you're just standing there, you'd go right on by. You had to, it was a flag stop.
You had to wave them down.
Well, take a white handkerchief.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't take much, they'd see it.
Yeah. Okay. And what about different terms around here that people would use to describe the war that was between the North and the South?
Well, my grandmother had witnessed it when Sherman's army came through. She was a little girl. And she didn't like the term Civil War. She said there was nothing civil about it. They had burned stuff around her. Her father's shop threatened to burn the house. Different things.
Mm-hmm.
She said it was not a Civil War. And I remember going to school to Berryville. They'd have a holiday for Abraham Lincoln's birthday, and she dearly hated that. She didn't think they ought to. She said he wasn't so much after all or something. She didn't like him. He was the guy who ordered the troops out.
Mm-hmm. Right.